This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hoon on ABC Radio Canberra.
A little admission for you, Sunday Bruncher. I struggle to read. I do like reading, but every time I sit down with a book, the middle-age weariness kicks in. And even with great books, I often lose or fail to gain focus. So I was immediately attracted to this genre of writing called flash fiction. It's fiction that grabs you and is then unputdownable. And I was introduced to this genre via a local author, Amanda McLeod, and her new book, Animal Behaviour, which has titles like Beneath Their Fur, Tiger Skin is Also Striped. Amanda's on the blower now. Congratulations to you, Amanda. Thanks for joining us on Sunday Brunch.
Thanks, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I understand you arrived to Canberra and the creative community relatively recently.
We did. My family and I moved here at the end of 2017 for a bit of a tree change from Melbourne, and we love it here. We'd never go back.
Wow. And Melbourne's often regarded as oh so civilised and creative, but Canberra's still okay for you.
Canberra has an amazing creative community. It gets a lot of flack as a really boring place with nothing to do for
no.
people who don't live here, but don't let on. It's our secret, okay?
Now, tell us about how you've been creative here, Animal Behaviour. And I really got to say, I've been engrossed by this book, but tell us about it.
Animal Behaviour was born in a workshop in which I wrote the first story, which was the story about the bears. And essentially the idea that came from that was to look at animal facts and animal behaviours and spin the lens on them to consider what those behaviours might look like in humans. So every story is titled with an animal fact, but the stories themselves are about human behaviours and human relationships and how we interact with each other.
That's what I love about it. Like, and they're short, aren't they? It's flash fiction. So what
they
is it?
They are short. None of the stories in that book is more than 1,000 words. So if you have trouble getting decent chunks of time to read, but you want to read a complete story, flash fiction is for you.
I've got to say, you know this better than me, but what I got out of your book, you get an interesting fact about animals, you get a plot, you get an insight into the human condition, and you can zip through them or you can sit down and savour them like a poem. Is that what's going on?
Essentially, yes. There's always, in a good piece of flash, there's always some kind of shift, whether that's physical or psychological, emotional or both. There's always some kind of movement. It's actually a lot harder to write flash fiction than a lot of people think because it's so small and you're fitting an entire world and essentially a mini plot into a page and a half of writing.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about this creative process, but let's give listeners a taste first. You mentioned the bears story that kicked it off. So it's called Bears Can Navigate in the Total Absence of Anything Familiar. What's the quirky fact about bears, and how have you made it a story?
Isn't that fascinating? You can put a bear pretty much anywhere and it can see nothing it recognises, but it knows exactly which way to go to get home. I found that really fascinating. And the idea of that, of course, because I'm useless with directions. I am famous for getting lost, even if I have a map. And I just sort of thought, imagine how empowering it would be to know exactly where you were and where you were going all the time, even through the most adverse circumstances. And so my bear ended up being in a doctor's office during a particularly critical diagnosis. And we reflected in that story on knowing where you're going in the face of complete unfamiliar.
Yeah, we should put a bear in Canberra, see how it goes with the roundabouts. But because I'm going to quote just a line from that story, because I've got a better mic. I know it's your story, but let me quote it. You are numb, wondering at the feel of the cheap vinyl chair beneath your thighs and how in a second the roadmap of your life can be snatched from your hand and torn into pieces. Like, how good's that? The message, I suppose, is, and I'm asking you, the author, so it's a bit silly, but that these bears have this sense of direction that we don't necessarily have, that we can sort of lose in an instant.
Exactly. You can be spun and all of a sudden the knowledge that you had about where your life was headed and where you're going is irrelevant.
Mm. And look at that imagery. I happened to be at the doctor's surgery yesterday because the young fella had a stack. And that cheap vinyl chair feeling beneath your thighs, you know, any of those waiting rooms is just so evocative.
Some things are universal. Yep.
Give us another striking creature and story from Animal Behaviours and Amanda McLeod.
another one that fascinated me, aside from the octopus one which you mentioned, which sounds absolutely horrifying, but it is true, the immortal jellyfish, which can age backwards. I know, right? They can revert to their polyp stage. They effectively go from being a grown-up jellyfish back to a baby, and then they can age again. So it's having that, being able to live forever.
And what's the human insight that you incorporated into this wacky fact about jellyfish?
But I thought to myself, what if you could bring lifetimes of experience to every single life that you live, to this one life that you're living now? Imagine if you could bring the wisdom of an 80-year-old to the body of a 20-year-old, and what would you achieve? Fascinating.
That's great. How do you chapterise? How do you split up the stories? They're into land and sea or something, isn't it?
Yes, they're divided into in water, on land, and in the sky. So I essentially went from the closest to the centre of the earth to the furthest away.
And I was really, so I got through the whole book, but you can dip in and out. It's fabulous. And the, in the sky, the insects interested me most for some reason. Butterflies taste with their feet. Set the scene for us, Amanda McLeod. What's that story about?
That's one of the really uplifting, sweet stories from the collection. And I framed that particular behaviour in a pair of lucky shoes that broke on an unfortunate young woman on her way to a job interview. And when she was having them repaired at the cobbler, he was asking her about why these shoes were so lucky. And she was thinking about all of the things that she'd been through that these shoes had been with her for, and how they'd been crucial to the most important parts of her life.
Yeah, butterflies taste life with their feet. I'm going to quote you another line because I love it so much from that story. And this is what the cobbler says. These, our feet, take us places. Let us taste life's sweetness beyond our own front doors. So we must dress them appropriately. And it ends, he puts a fine gold embossing in each shoe. You say that inside the left shoe, it's not the shoes. Inside the right, it's you. It's you that's lucky. How good is that? The power ending's really important on Flash Fiction there.
Yes, definitely. One of the interesting things about writing Flash is quite often, once you've written it, you will discover that you can cut the last paragraph off, and that's actually your ending point.
Let's go to the final story then. It's about fireflies. It's called Fireflies Can Synchronise Their Lights, and it's a sadder story than the butterfly story.
It does have a sad sweetness to it, but it does end on a note of hope as well.
Yeah, and it's about a fellow drinking whiskey and he's lost his love.
Yes, he's come home to discover that she's gone and sits outside on the back steps with a glass of whiskey to consider his situation, and realises in the presence of all of these beautiful fireflies who are synchronising their lights and flashing at him that he's actually a part of something bigger and that he's not alone.
How profound. Fireflies Can Synchronise Their Lights. It's a final chapter. Hope we're not giving away too much. Amanda McLeod, author of Flash Fiction, Animal Behaviour. And it did inspire me to get a single malt and stand out the front of my place.
Excellent.
I really want to get to the creative process of writing this Flash Fiction. So important to me, honestly. If you want to get into reading, get a bit deeper into reading too. I thought it's an amazing genre. How do you write it and what are the rules around it?
As far as rules go, generally needs to be short, usually around less than 1,000 words, but there is a little bit of flexibility around that. There must be some kind of shift. It's not just a scene, it's a story, so there needs to be some kind of transition, some realisation in it. I write all sorts of different ways. In some of the animal behaviour stories, I started with the fact and wrote the human version of that. In others, I had an idea of what I wanted to say and matched it to an animal, which did take some research but taught me some very interesting things. I'm almost always an overwriter. I usually write more than I'm supposed to and then cut back, and I've cut some stories by a third from their original. And you just, it's amazing how much you can take away and still have the essence of the story there.
We've had a texter come in to ask about your book and wonder if it's good for children. I'll let you answer that one.
I would probably say in older high school students it would be appropriate, but there might be some stuff conceptually in there that is just beyond the range of understanding of younger kids.
I know you have kids too. We met up to have coffee so you could give me a copy of the book. And you are ultra busy. You're an artist, you're an author, you're a parent, you work like crazy. I'm wondering, what does writing mean to you, Amanda McLeod? Like, how you've talked up the ACT writing community, but talk up writing. What does it mean to you?
Writing for me is, it's like breathing. It's an essential part of my creative identity. And if I'm not doing it a lot, I struggle. It's my escape. It's my expression. It's a way for me to process ideas in different ways and really release my imagination.
And what a writer you are. Tell us, how can we get our hands on Animal Behaviour, Amanda McLeod, and see your work?
You can purchase copies of Animal Behaviour directly through my website, amandamcleodwrite.com. You can also order it through any of your local bookstores, but I do know that Book Passion in Belconnen has copies in stock now.
There you go. So lovely to hear from you, and even more wonderful to read your work. Thanks for joining us on this, our special Festival of Words Sunday Brunch, author Amanda McLeod.
Thanks for having me, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
Wongarali Majinu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.